called ganglia, which branch forth from the spinal column. You may have felt your chakras through such common experiences as butterflies in the stomach, tightness in the throat, a sudden insight, or a good orgasm. Though the chakras are not physical in the classical sense, their experience is intimately related with a physical body. And in fact, you can think of the chakras as occurring at that meeting point between mind and body. In that way, they help unlock the separation between mind and body. And through simple practices of yoga, movement, or breathing exercises, they guide us in the purification and the generation of good health. In this way, the chakras help maintain our equilibrium, both physically and psychologically, as well as help us understand and diagnose the imbalances that contribute to our troubles and to disease. A chakra is a vortex of life force spinning at the core of the body. In yoga philosophy, the basic unit of the life force is called prana. We often think of prana as breath because the breath is a primary way to bring the life force into the body, but actually the life force is in the energy of sunlight, the energy of the breath, sound, and the prana is that life force like the electricity in our body that makes us alive. You might even think of a chakra as a kind of solar energy plant that takes the energy from the sun and converts it to something you can use in your home. Well, the chakra takes the basic life force energy that exists in the universe and converts it to something you can use in your own mind and body and in your life. In the broader sense, you could even think of any kind of energy center as a chakra, your workplace, an airport, or a city. And in fact, if we take an airport as an analogy for a chakra, you can see that an airport is a place where many different kinds of energies come together for the purpose of making a transition from one plane to another. In other words, buses and taxis and trains come along the ground, bringing people into the airport, and then people move into airplanes that travel on a different plane. And when they get to the other side, they also come down out of the higher plane, come out of the airplane, get their luggage, and get back into trucks and cars and taxis and move along the ground. So a chakra is a place that will transform energy from one level to another, both from a lower level to a higher and a higher level to a lower. And I think it's very important in understanding the system to not make a higher level necessarily better than a lower level. Just like in an airplane, I can travel faster in the air than I can on the ground, I certainly wouldn't want to have an airport that can't bring me down out of the plane and bring me down back to Earth. So there are places in the body where different kinds of energy come together for a certain purpose. In this sense, you can define a chakra as an organizational center for the reception, the assimilation, and the expression of various kinds of life force energy. That is, the chakras handle the energy that comes in, they distribute it through the body and psyche, and generate the energy that we express. So let me give you an example. Your throat chakra, for example, handles the energy of sound and communication. So it processes the words and the signals that you receive from others. It translates them into your own internal language, and then it helps you express your thoughts and feelings in your own words. Your heart chakra does the same thing with the energy of love. It receives, it assimilates, and it expresses love. So in order for our chakras to best do their job, they need to be open, clean, and functional. I like to think of the chakras as chambers in the temple of the body. Just as you have different rooms within your home that handle different kinds of activities, such as the kitchen for handling food and the living room for entertaining, the body has different areas for processing the many forms of energy that we interact with on a daily basis, such as food, emotions, activity, breath, sound, light, and thought. And just as a clean, well-constructed kitchen makes it easier to produce good meals, a chakra needs to be clean, open, and functional in order to best perform its job in the body and the psyche. And its job is to take the consciousness within to greater and greater understanding.